When Rachel finished speaking, she looked over at Kevin and saw that he had just finished his call. Garrett objected to Rachel's put-downs and snapped back at her. "What do you know? Listen, I'm Lily's new boyfriend and Aunt Dorothy wants us to get married. So what do you say to that?" "Do you think you deserve her?" Rachel turned and put her hand on Lily's arm. "Lily, how can you even be with a schmuck like this?" Rachel felt helpless. She never expected Lily to actually abandon Kevin. Then she thought to herself, maybe she still doesn't know who Kevin really is. Lily looked directly at Kevin and narrowed her eyes. "My mother arranged it all." She still couldn't say no to her family. Hearing this, Rachel instantly understood and shook her head helplessly. Garrett didn't like Rachel's reaction at all. "Lily, your friend seems to have already made up her mind about me. What have I done wrong?" By then, Kevin had finished his call and walked back over to them. He stared intently at Garrett. But before Kevin could say anything, Garrett spoke again. "What are you still standing here for? This isn't a grocery store. Not everyone can just walk in here off the street." "Well, what if I want to buy one of your properties?" Kevin asked nonchalantly.
"With what?" Garrett asked. "Did Lily give you some of her money?"
Kevin almost laughed out loud when he heard that. Why would he ask Lily for money? Lily interrupted them and spoke up to Garrett. "You have no idea what you're talking about. No, Kevin didn't ask me for any money." Kevin snickered a little and said, "I don't really like you, Garrett, but your company does have some good properties. You know, I think I'll buy the best one of your listings," Kevin continued. "Since you're the manager here, you can probably answer this. Which one is the best?"
"Wow, Aunt Dorothy said you're worthless, but you sure are good at bragging," Garrett said.
He walked to a model on a table by the front window. Pointing at the beautiful tower, he said,
"This is the Corwin Tower. You've probably seen it going up a few blocks from here. The penthouse is available for anyone who can afford the price tag, $8 million.
Garrett turned around and gave Kevin a pretentious look and asked him,
"Can you afford it?"
Kevin saw that Rachel was about to say something and he put his finger to his lips to ask her to be quiet.
"That's what I thought," Garrett said. "This would be a good time for you to leave."
Kevin didn't say anything. He just smiled. "Who said I can't afford it?" he replied.
"Didn't you hear what I said? The penthouse costs $8 million,"
Garrett said in a very snotty tone. Kevin ignored him. He just took out a black card from his wallet and looked at the rude agent who had greeted him when he walked in. Then he walked over and handed it to a different agent, the one who was standing near the reception desk.
"Wait!"
Garrett stopped her as she was about to go into the back room and swipe the card.
"Isn't this your first day at work? That's not the proper procedure."
That's when the agent realized that Kevin's card didn't even have a name on it. "I guess the only way to find out if my card is good is to swipe it," Kevin said confidently. Just then, Garrett's phone rang. When he saw the caller ID, he quickly stepped away and answered the call. Kevin spoke calmly to the agent, who was still holding onto his card, unsure of what to do next. "It looks like your manager is on the phone. Go ahead and swipe my card," he smiled and added, "for the full amount." "Yes, sir. Please wait a moment." She didn't actually believe that Kevin had that much money on his card, but she thought she would give it a try anyway. "Where did you get that black card?" Lily asked him. Lily knew about this type of card from work. Her boss had negotiated with the CEO from an international corporation who used it for major expenses. She decided to look into it and found out as much information as she could. It was even more exclusive than the Sapphire Bank card. Way more. So when Kevin took out the card, she recognized it at a glance. The agent returned after a couple of minutes. She was incredibly excited. "Sir, I'm sorry to keep you waiting."
"Is the transaction complete?"
Kevin asked as he reached out to take his card back. "Yes, sir," she said with a huge smile. "You are now the new owner of the top two floors of the Corwin Tower. This is my first day, so I'm sure someone else will go over the paperwork with you." She was new to the company, but one thing she did know was she would be getting an enormous commission. "What did you just say?" The rude agent, the one who had met Kevin earlier at the door, was shocked.
Miss Moore, this gentleman has just bought the Corwin Tower penthouse, and he paid in full, she explained to her trainer. The young woman could barely contain her excitement. And I get a 2% commission. Kevin looked at her name tag. Well, Lisa, it looks like you earned $160,000 today. Garrett finished his call and walked back to them.
You still haven't left? He asked Kevin.
Kevin just grinned.
Garrett, in his smug way, told him, If you can buy the Corwin Tower penthouse, I will personally kiss your ass.
Are you sure you want to make that bet? Remember, there are a lot of witnesses here, Kevin replied.
Yes, that's what I said.
Garrett straightened up and lifted his chin in a very snooty way. Rachel started to laugh hysterically. By now, there was a fairly large group of employees and customers watching. They'd been drawn in by the argument between Kevin and Garrett, and they didn't want to miss the show. But Mr. Butcher, this gentleman has already bought the Corwin Tower penthouse, Lisa told him.
What did you say?
Garrett spun around and looked at her. It's not a mistake, sir. This gentleman just bought the property. His credit was good, she replied meekly. Garrett's jaw dropped. Will that be the left cheek or the right? Kevin inquired politely.
Never! Not for someone like you! Garrett exploded.
The people in the crowd began to whisper, and some of them were even giggling.
Are you sure? Kevin asked him.
Nope, and there's not a thing you can do about it, Garrett replied. How dare you talk to me like this? I'm not afraid of you. I work for the Williams Corporation.
Wow, I'm really impressed, Kevin said in an obviously sarcastic tone. But the onlookers were definitely impressed. They started talking about how important the Williams Corporation was and how they were building all the high-end real estate in the area. Rachel, who had already seen the extent of Kevin's influence, couldn't believe what she was hearing.
Yes, he said in a very matter-of-fact way. I'm very high up in the organization. A good-for-nothing like you wouldn't even be able to get through our company's gate.
Just then, everyone turned to see a distinguished-looking middle-aged man rush through the front door and race up to Garrett, saying,
You are no longer an employee of the Williams Corporation. Please turn in your access badge.
Director Turner, what are you doing here?
Garrett didn't understand why one of the Williams directors was in his office.
It's a good thing I came down here. I wouldn't know how you treat our customers.
After saying this, Turner pulled Garrett's name badge off his suit jacket. Then he walked up to Kevin. Lily, who thought that Turner was about to turn his wrath on Kevin, stepped between them and said, Director Turner, please don't misunderstand. Kevin didn't deliberately cause any trouble here. Turner knew that Kevin liked to keep a low profile. When he noticed that his CEO was giving him a look that said, Don't tell them who I am, he smiled kindly at Lily and told her,
Ma'am, that's not my intention at all. As a matter of fact, I want to apologize to this gentleman.
The crowd, especially the employees, realized that Turner was one of the Williams executives. Lily nodded, even though she was still so confused by the whole situation. Turner approached Kevin very politely and said,
Sir, I'm really sorry that Mr. Butcher was put in a position of authority at our company. He was obviously very unprofessional toward you. Please accept our apologies.
On the way over to the office, Turner had gotten a call from Miss Wilson, Kevin's chief of staff. She explained the situation and also sent the video surveillance from the office's security system. And he watched it on his phone. It was damning evidence.
I accept your apology, Mr. Turner, but if you don't fire this man in the future,
Kevin didn't finish his sentence.
Of course, sir.
Turner understood right away what Kevin meant. He turned around to face Garrett and then pointed at the door.
Please leave.
Director Turner, please, you can't fire me. Vice President Ambrose is my uncle. Let me call him.
Garrett pulled out his phone and called his uncle.
Uncle Ed, help! Director Turner said he wants to fire me.
Garrett shouted into his phone.
Don't panic, Garrett. Where are you? I'll be right there.
Everyone could hear Mr. Ambrose's deep voice coming from the earpiece. Turner snatched the phone from Garrett's hand and told him.
We're in the Corwin Tower sales office. When you get here, we'll all be in Mr. Butcher's office.
Then he hung up the phone.
Turner looked at Kevin and said, "Sir, I hate to trouble you, but could you please come with me to the office?" He continued to explain. "The vice president is a reasonable man. As long as you explain to him what happened, I think he'll understand the situation." Although Turner was an important manager in the company, his position was only slightly higher than Garrett's. He had to be careful not to provoke someone like Vice President Ambrose. "Edward Ambrose?" Kevin asked.
"That's him," Turner nodded.
Kevin looked over at Lily and then walked towards the elevator with Turner and Garrett. "Rachel, do you think something will happen to Kevin?" Lily asked nervously. "Don't worry, Kevin will be fine." Rachel patted Lily's back to comfort her. Rachel wasn't worried about Kevin at all. However, Kevin had already told her his secret, and she didn't dare to tell Lily his true identity, not just because she had given her word, but because she didn't want her husband to lose his job. The elevator stopped on the 14th floor where Garrett's office was located.
"Director Turner, I advise you to leave before my uncle arrives. You're only a regional manager, and there's no need for you to lose your job over this."
Garrett sat back in his chair and put his feet on the desk.
"Garrett, do you really think your uncle can save you this time?"
Turner said as he shook his head.
"I sure do. My uncle is the vice president of the company. He can easily fire you. If you want my advice, you shouldn't help this nobody. Remember, my uncle also has the power to promote you."
"Does Edward Ambrose really have so much authority in Williams Media?" Kevin asked. Garrett was surprised.
"Do you know my uncle?"
Kevin ignored his question. "It seems like the company isn't as well organized as I thought," Kevin said to himself.
"I really don't know what Lily sees in you," Garrett sneered.
"I don't care what you think, and don't forget, she's still my wife," Kevin said. "And one more thing, you don't get to call Lily by her name."
"You're nobody. You couldn't hold a candle to me."
Garrett's expression showed his disdain.
"That's enough, Garrett," Turner snapped.
"Director Turner, my uncle will be here soon."
He said this confidently without even looking at him. When his uncle arrived, he planned to have him make Turner apologize.
"How dare you fire me, especially in front of my employees? You won't get away with this," Garrett thought to himself.
A few minutes later, the office door opened forcefully. In a deep, arrogant voice, Garrett's uncle Ambrose snarled,
"Mark Turner, how dare you fire one of my employees?"